Hey guys, it's Kristen. We'll jump into the episode in just 1 second. But first, I have a question for you. Are you tired of guessing what food is causing your weight gain, your bloating, your indigestion, or your pain? Trust me, I get it. You've tried all the diets. You can't stomach that magic shake. You've heard that taking gluten out would solve your problems. But at the end of the day, you just can't get consistent results with the food on your plate. For years, you've spent time trying to lose that last 10 pounds, and it seems like every few months you give another diet a try. However, it doesn't have to be that way. Instead of that diet or magic shake, it's time to learn what your body needs to finally start losing that last 10 pounds and take health into your own hands. With 5 days of supported food journaling, you can begin to discover what's causing your body pain and preventing you from achieving your goals. Click the link for 5-day food journal in the show notes, and you'll be able to get right to that root cause in the next 5 days. Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chat. Weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre. This week, we are going to talk all about accountability and why accountability matters when it comes to your health, fitness, and nutrition goals. And I have a reason for it, but first I want to chat a little bit more about it. In the past couple weeks, I've shared a few times my story about anxiety and how I've used food to help overcome and tame some of my anxiety. And I've really told a lot of my story from the last 3-ish years. But the truth of the matter is my story actually goes back about 9 years. It'll be 9 years in December, to a cookie contest that went through at my office, followed the next day by a weigh-in for a fitness contest. And you're probably saying, well, what does that have to do with nutrition? Because you're talking about a cookie contest. And you're probably saying, what in the world does that have to do with accountability? I want to talk about both of those, and I'm going to tell my story really fast, but then I'll get into a little bit more of the science and research behind accountability. So my story, like I said, with health and wellness in general, starts back in December of 2013. My son was about 10 months old. He's my oldest, so that's why I say he's like 9 years ago. He'll be 10 this next year. And I was still holding on to about 30 pounds from pregnancy. And really, none of my clothes fit. I didn't want to buy new more. I wasn't feeling great. And someone at my office said, hey, let's have a weight loss competition for December. And then we'll go into January and February. Ultimately, it wound up being about a 4-month competition that went through beginning of December all the way to the beginning of April. And you might say, that's a terrible time. You're talking about holidays. Well, yeah, we started with a cookie contest and then the next morning weighed in for our weight loss contest. And the reason I tell that's like, have to set that up because I was in not a great spot with my health. I had eaten multiple, like 17 types of cookies the day before. I was eating out a lot. I had a 10-month-old. I was not really paying attention to my health at all. We had joined a gym and I was bound and determined to make something of it since we were paying $60 a month for use of this gym. And we weighed in for this contest and my best friend works with me and she and I both had kids around the same time. Our kids are actually 8 weeks apart in age. And we were like, let's do this. We're going to do this. We're going to win. And she and I are both really, really competitive. So for the next 4 months, the two of us went head to head. Like, we used to be the ones who were the first ones in the kitchen for cake at work, and it slowly became the ones who were constantly eating healthy at work. And over the next 4 months, the two of us wound up losing, I think, close to 30 pounds combined, maybe a little bit more. Over the next 18 months, we lost 90 pounds combined. So think about that. That's huge together. And the reason I say I like to put it together and say this is what we lost together, because I wouldn't have done it without her. And I don't know if she would have done it without me, but our pushing each other, our motivating each other, our sending snarky texts at 9:30 at night when we were finishing our workout is what kept me going. I wouldn't have made it 3 days into that fitness contest if it wasn't for her. Knowing that the two of us were going head to head was a really big deal for me, and I really wanted to win. Ultimately, she beat me. I mean, I gotta give it to her. She ultimately beat me, but the truth is we both won because we both found our health in that season of life. And the reason I share this story is because it is so easy to go on Facebook and be like, I'm starting this diet today, or I'm starting this diet on Monday, and I'm gonna do it this time. You just held yourself accountable to all your Facebook friends. But what happens if nobody checks in with you on Tuesday? What happens if you never post about that diet again on Facebook? Do people ask you about it 6 months from then and say, hey, how's that diet you posted about going? No, chances are they saw it and they said, okay, you go for it. You do your thing. They're not as invested in your health as you are. In this situation with my health and my accountability friend, we were both invested because we were both competing against each other. And as we built up that relationship and that competition, we became more and more invested in seeing each other win. Yes, we still both wanted to individually win the prize, but we became invested in each other and each other's health. So having accountability can make or break your health goals. It can make or break whether you actually lose that weight. Actually, there's research behind it. You are 65%. Let me rephrase this. There is research behind accountability that suggests that you are 65% more likely to hit your goals when you have somebody to hold you accountable. Think about that. Now, let me say that again because I totally screwed it up the first time. You are 65% more likely to hit your goals if there is somebody holding you accountable. What? Why? Why does that matter? And why is it easier to fail when there isn't somebody holding you accountable? Having accountability means having somebody to check in with you. It means having somebody to say, hey, how are you doing today? Or somebody to send you that 9:30 at night text message that just says, hey, did you get your run in today? Or hey, did you get your workout done today? If you know that text message is coming, are you more likely to get your workout done? If you know that person is going to check in and say, hey, how are you doing? Are you going to lie to them and say things are great when things really aren't that great? It's that person that's going to keep you going on the bad days. So health journeys are not linear. They don't just go, whoop, I'm healthy. Or the weight loss doesn't just go, whoop, I lost weight. It goes like this, up and down and up and down. And over time, you become more and more healthy. But there is going to be peaks and valleys of that journey. And the same thing with weight loss. Over time, that weight will go down. But there are going to be days where you're up 2 pounds. There's going to be weeks where you're down 3 pounds. It's not linear. It's up and down. And believe it or not, those days can really, really screw with your head. So having somebody to be like, hey, you haven't mentioned your weight loss journey in a while. How's that going for you? Or, hey, I notice you seem down in the dumps today. What's going on? Tell me a little bit more about it. Or, hey, I just finished meal prepping. Did you get your meal prepping done? Or, what's for dinner this week? I'm just curious. I need more recipe ideas. Think about that. Having that person just checking in with you can make those bad days so much better. And if you are really in that slump, you can talk through it with them. So you can say, you know, I'm really, really struggling today. What are you feeling? Like, tell me something good that's going on with your health journey. Or I'm really, really struggling. What would you suggest I do in this instance? Think about it. That accountability is a huge, huge deal. Instead of saying, you know what? Screw it. I'll pick up again Monday. You can pick right up where you left off. You can kind of get over that hump a little bit faster and keep moving on your journey. Or even if you have a down day where you're like, you know what? I'm going to eat cake today. I'm going to sit and wallow and just feel the feels, but tomorrow I'm going to start again. If you didn't have that person asking you, hey, how's it going? Would you really start again tomorrow? Or would you eat the cake again tomorrow? It's also somebody to bounce ideas off of. So in our instance, in my personal instance, we both got into running pretty heavily, actually, By the end of 2014, we ran a half marathon together. But it started out with us each running a mile one time. And we were able to bounce ideas off. Like, hey, did you see this half marathon training plan? Or, hey, my calves are really, really hurting. Like, what did you do when your calves were bothering you the other day? Or ideas for recipes. Like, hey, I am burned out on the same five things I eat all the time. Give me a new recipe. My friend and I still swap recipes all the time. Like, we are constantly going back and forth. Like, hey, what are you having for dinner tonight? I need ideas. Lemon rice soup is a staple in this house. We shared recipes. There's a chicken salsa that we make all the time. Things like that, being able to bounce those ideas off of somebody can really, really help. Because yes, you can go on Pinterest and download 20 recipes. But one, does everything ever turn out like Pinterest tells you it's going to? Why not get it from somebody who's tried it before? Or why not bounce it off and say, hey, do you think this is healthy? Because sometimes you need somebody else to help with that. So think about it. Having accountability, as I have shared, can really truly make or break your health goals. It can make or break your nutrition goals. I'm not talking about somebody to come stand over you and say, get your butt off the couch, we're going out running. I'm talking about somebody to shoot you a message. I'm talking about somebody to send a message to and say, hey, it's killing me today. I need your help. So how do you find that accountability? Well, in my case, I found my accountability from a coworker because we had a fitness contest at work. I kind of had a built-in best friend, both in the same position in our lives. We had babies that were the same age. We were in a similar position. Lots of people thought we were twins, so we were very much the same person. But I also realized how extremely lucky I was in that instance. There are community gyms, like a CrossFit gym or an F45, or you could look at like a local fitness gym where there's the same group of people that come to the same classes every day. That can be your accountability. That is going to take a step of getting yourself out the door, getting dressed, and going to the gym, which there is nothing wrong with that. If that's what you need, that's an awesome start. Find a friend. Like I said, I grabbed a coworker. We were best friends. We are best friends. We got it done together. What about online? There's a ton of free groups online. There's Facebook groups, etc. I've been in a ton. I also realize how easy it is to get lost in. What if, here it comes, you came with me for the next 6 weeks and joined Nutrition Confidence? In my 6 weeks of nutrition group coaching, we are not only going to build that community, we are also going to create that accountability. I will be there every step of the way. I will be your accountability partner. I'm there for the bad days. I'm there for the good days. I'm there to share recipe ideas. I'm there to help you find out a workout idea. In Nutrition Confidence, I work with women who are on a mission to change their health and take it into their own hands. We walk through my best self method, which takes you through the researching phase, adjusting and healing phase, of figuring out your body and food. It's not about diets. It's about building confidence in the choices of food you put on your plate. We start on Monday, October 3rd. So your chance to get into Nutrition Confidence is this week. And as a special, if you shoot me a DM with the word nutrition, I'll send you a link that will save you $80, which is 20% off of Nutrition Confidence. Are you interested? Are you looking for that community? Are you looking for accountability? Can I be your accountability? It's time to stop begging for one. You got one right here. See you next week, guys.